We're talking today with Jimmy Emmons from the Leedy, Oklahoma area. And Jimmy, you've actually been involved with this whole concept of no-till farming for a good bit of your farming life.
Yeah, we started about 1995 with some no-till limited about then, and it's grown exponentially in the last 4 to 6 years. Really started to get into a better aspect of that.
When you say no-till, there's a lot of different ideas out there what that really means. In your mind, what is a no-till operation?
A complete no-till operation, it would be zero-till. That would be no tillage, no vertical tillage, anything. That would just be opening a small slot in the ground and placing a seed in the residue in the dirt there.
For your operation, you've also incorporated, and this is one of those natural progressions, it seems like, you've actually incorporated quite a few cover crops now.
Oh, yeah. Cover crops really, really enhances the no-till situation where, in Oklahoma and most of the country, we've been really depleting our organic matter since we broke this land out, and is very critical to numerous parts of the soil health system in the relationship that it helps water infiltration, water quality, storing carbon in the ground. So all aspects of the gamut right now we can answer with cover crops in a no-till situation, I believe.
Now, when we start talking about moisture in this part of the world, the Southern Great Plains, every rain we get is precious.
Oh, yeah. It's very precious. In western Oklahoma, where I'm at, we really regard rainfall as a precious commodity. So the ultimate goal is, in a no-till and a cover crop system, is to infiltrate every drop that we can, retain it on the land, and also that keeps nutrients from running off, so that helps water quality downstream, but it also is stored there in the ground to help us grow the next crop, and it's very critical in how you use cover crops to do that, where limited species, population, that sort of thing really is critical. And the timing of termination, we've actually proven on our farm that if you'll grow it for 45 to 50 days and terminate it without grazing it, we can actually be 3 to 4 inches of water in front of a typical no-till situation. Now, if we graze that crop and take some good beef off, which a lot of people in Oklahoma, that's a main target, and that would be a good target, we're going to use more water the longer that grows. So it's very critical on timing and how what your ultimate goal is.
There's actually some management that you've got to be successful with those cover crops then.
Oh, yeah. It's not as easy as 1, 2, 3. I mean, you've really got to manage what you're doing and your goals. You've got to have a very clear vision of what you want out of this thing down the road and kind of stay with that. Because we've proven this year with our core samples where we grazed at, we took $115 an acre in beef off in 39 days after that 45-day termination that we normally would do. Mm-hmm. But to do that, we used 3 more inches of water. So if you're limited on water, you've got to be careful if you're going to go back into a wheat situation after that.
Always a trade-off, I guess. For sure, sure.
Yes, it is.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the system, I guess, is maybe a way to describe soil health. In other words, that seems like that's kind of an umbrella statement of various practices that we utilize.
Yeah, Ron, most people really don't understand the underground biology that really works for us. And I made a reference the other day at one of the engagements that I had at Redlands College. About 1947, Leedy had a tornado came through. It was very devastating and killed some people, maimed some people. But the main point I want to make is all them people had to stop working to rebuild the infrastructure. Same things happen when you till the ground. Your earthworms and your biology have a underground network of living systems, just like we do above ground. When you till that, you disrupt that system, so they have to stop working, creating nutrients for you to rebuild. So it's a new concept that a lot of us have never thought about, how important the underground system is that really makes a difference above ground.
When we talk about soil health and the idea of trying to do a soil health initiative, of trying to get people to buy into these concepts. What would be the overall benefits, do you think, to our agricultural production if we got a lot more folks focusing on improving their soil?
Well, to start with, it'll affect your bottom line in a very short time, 2 to 3 years. You can see a dramatic decrease in input cost, and whether that be chemicals, fertilizer, fossil fuels at times over the field. So don't always be focused on the amount of bushels that you have to produce. It's the bottom line. So if you're raising 50 bushel wheat and at $4, if you can lower your input cost and raise 45 bushels, the bottom line is still better. So I think it's very critical, especially in these hard economic times in ag and in the whole state here in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. That we focus on the bottom line a little bit and get into the system. Now, it's been proven away from here. We don't have people in the state of Oklahoma that's been in it long enough yet, but I'm talking 15 to 30 years into the program, that they can actually not have any chemical or fertilizer in the system once that soil gets healthy. So that's a big shift of what we normally think about.
If you're really committed, you're going to be in for multiple years. It's not a one season or two season commitment, right?
Oh yeah, it's a long term goal. It's like an investment. And if you were in the stock market, you want to be in a long time. It's the same thing investing in your soil. Everything we do today, we hope to have outcome in 5-10 years that will really make the big difference.
You're part of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts, and they're involved in actually trying to show other producers, you know, some demonstrations. That's actually going to help, I guess, neighbors see what other guys are doing to benefit their soil.
Yes, the NRCS come out with a Regional Conservation Partnership Initiative, and so we're going to have demonstration farms in every area in Oklahoma. We're unveiling today at our state convention at the Reed Center three of the new farmers and ranchers that's been selected in that demo. And that the ultimate goal is that to get these people involved. As they see it growing, they're willing to, part of their acceptance of the program was to be able to speak out about what they're seeing, whether it's pro or con, mm-hmm. and have demos and field days and be an advocate of what's happening.